GoodSuccess.com.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege to learn from you again today. We magnify the God in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask that everyone will surely be blessed. Everyone will have an encounter they will never recover from. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The topic remains blessings in disguise. It's a privilege to be here again today, and we've learned a lot over the course of this new year. Well, the year is no longer new, so to say, but new things don't stop happening. Blessings in disguise is still the topic, and the focus or the subheading is keeping hope, faith, and assurance alive in a world of confusion. Remember, it's not just a confused world, it's talking about a world of confusion. So if you have been worried, frustrated, or confused about certain stubborn occurrences in your life that seem to be taking forever to go away, then you need to pay rapt attention to this episode today. And there are several reasons challenges happen to us, and we want to look at some of the unpopular ones today. What is a blessing? The first thing we need to understand is what a blessing is. Last week, we were able to learn about the blessings that came as a result of our salvation, as a result of what Jesus did on the cross. And that's Easter. What happened at Easter? And today, what is a blessing? Blessing is simply an empowerment to prosper. In the Bible, in Deuteronomy 8:18, it says, God is the one who gives us the power to prosper. The power to prosper, the power to do well, the power to do great, the power to be able to be blessed in every area of life. He said, God is the one who gives us that power. So blessing is the empowerment to prosper, empowerment to do well financially, empowerment to do well spiritually, because even our spiritual life is an empowerment from God. The Bible says he's the one who gives us the power, both to be willing and to do of his good pleasure. That means no matter all the righteousness you do, you were able to speak the truth when you wanted to speak the truth. The truth is this: God gave you the power to be able to do the right thing. So you can't boast. I can't boast. So blessing is simply an empowerment to prosper. And it will definitely, unfailingly, and eventually result in very pleasant experiences, gifts, and possessions. If you are really blessed, if I am really blessed, it will be obvious. It's just a matter of time. It will really be obvious. But the question is, when will it be obvious? Will it really be obvious? That's, we are talking about the external proofs of the empowerment. These are the experiences, the gifts, the possessions, the material things that actually show to the world that you are blessed. Because the greatest blessing you could have is the Holy Spirit in our lives. And nobody can actually see the Holy Spirit. But for the world around us, they need to see all the external things. Like every form of empowerment, the blessing can be dormant without proof to show. Now, if you look at the example of Jacob, when he was at Bethel, he said angels were ascending and descending, and he said, I didn't know that God was in this place. Many of us Christians, we are not conscious of the blessing of God. The blessing of God fills every part of our lives, but we are not even conscious of it. So, we as children of God, we need to be conscious of that blessing. So that blessing can be dormant. That means it's just there, without expression, without proofs to show. It can be there. For most Christians, the blessing is just there. How do we know that? The Bible says all things are ready. It says God has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And if God has surely given us all things, why are some things or many things not showing? The produced result can sometimes be super small when compared with the capability of the blessing. Now, when you look at the blessing God has put upon our life, see, the Holy Spirit is the embodiment of blessing. Any blessing you may desire in this world is not compared with the Holy Spirit. So, if you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, it means there is no other blessing God can withhold from you. Before we even talk about the Holy Spirit, if you have Jesus, the Bible says, if God has given to us Jesus, what else will he not give us? if he has given to us Jesus his son? So what are you going through right now is the question. What seems to be denying the blessing of redemption in your life or in my life? If all things are truly ready, then why am I not seeing anything? Not to talk of everything. For some people, they're just saying, God, let me just see small. I just want to show people that you are in my life. I want to see something. Well, there are several reasons why it may seem like the blessing of God is not real, which include but not limited to the following. Number one, not keeping part of the blessing, our part of the covenant. Now, there are two levels. I hope God will give us the grace to share. There's something I discovered recently. There's a difference between the blessing and the covenant. From what I'm seeing recently, the covenant is higher than the blessing. Because with the covenant, you can determine what happens. The blessing is solely upon the one who is higher. The Bible says, of a surety, that's of a truth, the lesser is blessed of the greater. What if the greater decides not to bless? But the covenant is not like that. If you do your part, God will do his part. But we are not talking about the covenant today. So, but the reason why some blessings don't seem real is because maybe we are not keeping our part of the covenant. Then number two, ignorance of the blessing. Some Christians are just not conscious of the blessing. We are ignorant of the blessing of the Lord. We are more conscious of what is not there than what is there. And like I was listening to someone recently, and he kept mentioning that the problem in the Garden of Eden was that Adam and Eve were more conscious. They were more focused on what they don't have instead of what they have. I don't know how many trees were in the Garden of Eden, but there were many trees. Definitely many trees. Maybe thousands of trees, maybe millions of trees. But God said, this one, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, don't touch this. They were more conscious about that one thing they don't have than all the other things they have. And that's exactly what many Christians do. God gave you 100%. He said, just give me 10%. I've given you 10 things. Give me one. But we are more conscious of the one than we are of the 9 he has given us. And then at the end of the day, we now lose the 9 and even the 10th because we are trying to keep back what God has given. Well, that's not our focus today. So what else leads to the reasons why blessings may not seem real? Remember, our goal is to still see the blessings in disguise. Why do we not see the blessings? Sometimes it's because we are not walking in the consciousness of the blessing. Sometimes it's also because we are in a waiting period. Please refer to the episode on waiting or wasting. Waiting or wasting. It deals with that very well. Then tests, trials, and temptations. Some people are just in their season of tests or trials or temptations. Like Job, everything around his life looked like the curse, but he was just going through a trial. And when it came out, the blessing became obvious to the world again. But in his life, the blessing never left. The physical expression of the blessing was the only thing that disappeared. Why is it that the blessing doesn't seem real again? We have looked at we not keeping our part of the covenant, ignorance of the blessing, not walking in the consciousness of the blessing. And then the waiting period, we are just waiting. Joseph did not do anything wrong. He was just in his waiting period. We will look at that very well. He was just being tried and tested. He didn't do anything wrong. In fact, I don't think it was the devil. He was just in his waiting period and training period. Then, why don't we see the blessing sometimes? Tests, trials, temptations. Why don't we see the blessing? Because we have not developed the capacity to maximize that potential. If God says you are going to be the president and you have not gone to school at all, what God said remains true. But because you have not developed capacity, that blessing may not come to pass. So until you develop capacity, that blessing will now find its expression when you develop capacity. So many times, blessings come in disguise. But I'm going to state this caveat before I continue. Please know that not every negative delay or situation is directly a blessing in disguise. Some are just the direct work of darkness, but those are not the things we are looking at today. We just want to look at some things that will happen, some seemingly negative things are happening, but they are actually blessings in disguise. So number one, this is where we dwell much more on today. we're going to look at the examples of blessings in disguise in the Bible, and we will relate it with our own lives. So number one, the lost donkeys of Saul. Now, before Saul became king, at a particular day, in 1 Samuel chapter 9, it says these donkeys of his father just became lost. Now, I went to search. Is it that easy for donkeys to become lost? Because donkeys are more like domestic animals. They are domestic animals, actually. So, do they really get lost like that? I remember growing up in the town I grew up from, I know chicken, that's fowl, all those free-range chickens. They just walk out of the house in the morning, and at night they come back. Nobody tells them to come back, they come back. The same thing with dogs, the same thing with goats, sheep, all these things. They just go, they just wander away, and then return back without anybody telling them this is your home. So how come donkeys, not one donkey, donkeys, and I think from what I checked, donkeys also love to walk together because they love companionship. Now, how did the donkeys become lost? That's my question. But it was never about the donkeys. It was about Saul. It was because God was going to anoint Saul as king. That is why the donkeys got lost. So the question today is this. What have you lost in your life? What is it that got lost? Remember, I'm not talking about the things that the devil did. And sometimes the devil actually does those things, not knowing that he's actually working for your good. But the question is, what have you lost? It may just be because it is time for you to be enthroned. However, you are dwelling so much on what is lost instead of dwelling so much on what God is doing. That is the word for you and I today. Don't be focused on the lost donkeys. Be focused on your coronation as king. It could just be the time for you to be announced to your world. It could just be the time for you to be blessed. Now, if you read that chapter very well, 1 Samuel chapter 9, his father said, now go and look for the donkeys. At the end of the day, he found his way. Somehow, he went to look for prophet Samuel. That, please, we are looking for donkeys. And Samuel laughed. It's not donkeys you are looking for. You came to be anointed, and he anointed him. And that was the beginning of a transformation for Saul. So for you, if you have lost something, don't dwell too much on those things you have lost. Or those delays in your life, dwell on the word of God. Dwell on what God is going to do in your life. Don't dwell on what is lost. That's number one. Then number two, examples of blessings in disguise in the Bible. When David ran away from Saul, now David was anointed to be king, and everything around David did not seem like, well, when he killed Goliath, he must have felt, oh man, about time. But Saul was still king. Saul had to die for David to become king. However, what happened, naturally, he would have thought, oh, maybe Saul will love me, and then he will just say, okay, because God is using you now, you become king. No. Saul wanted to kill him by all means. And guess what happened? David was a fugitive for probably several years in the wilderness. I mean, went to another country entirely, were even the enemies of Israel, and was there. But what did God do? God used that experience to train him, to make him a trainer of people. He raised people who are non-entities, and they became somebody. They became people of worth and value. And then they became his generals. Who would think that that experience would become a blessing in disguise? The question is, in your own life, maybe you are so far away from the vision God has shown you, it could just be a blessing in disguise. It could be because God needs to train you through that season so that you can become strong. Go and check all the fathers of faith. Go and check all the leaders in the world. Everyone went through their season of silence. Now let's look at number three. We've looked at the lost donkeys of Saul. Then number two, David when he ran away from Saul. Then number three, when Moses ran away as a fugitive for 40 years. Now, David must have sensed that he's a deliverer. That no, by God's ordination, they killed all the children, they didn't kill me. Now, I'm living as the king's son. I must be able to do something right now. Maybe he was even thinking about killing the king so that he would become the king of Egypt and then set his people free. And then he saw one man maltreating his people, and then he fought. and then he became a fugitive for 40 years. How do you become a fugitive for 40 years when you're supposed to be a deliverer? He was receiving his training as a deliverer. For those 40 years, I assume that that helped him develop humility, empathy, and love for others. You cannot be a great leader if you don't have empathy to be able to put yourself in the shoes of people. Now, this man who was supposed to be a king, who was supposed to be a deliverer, so to say, even if he doesn't become anything in his life, he will have been a prince in Egypt. That's the worst life he will have lived. And yet, he became somebody who was chasing sheep and goats up and down for 40 years. But what happened during those years? He was forced to develop humility, to develop empathy, to develop love for other people. Remember when he said, God, instead of cutting your people off, cut me off. Me, I prefer that you cut me off instead of cutting your people off. Develop love. Those are the things that make good leaders. Are you a fugitive? So to say, far away from the vision God gave you. Maybe it's just your time of training as a deliverer, as a blessing to other people. Stop focusing on the challenge, focusing on what God is doing, and you'll be out of it faster than you can ever imagine. Number 4, when Joseph was sold into slavery, he was tried, tested in character, was given the options to forget his dreams and gifts, to become bitter. However, Joseph did not forget. He kept going on and on. Maybe you are experiencing delays in your life. It could just be for character building. Because until you learn those character, until you develop that character, you know what? You may not be at the throne God has given to you and I. We have to go through those things, whether we like it or not. Fast, pray, do whatever you like. You will still go through them. The question is, how long will you go through them? How long will probably depend on you and I? How fast we are able to develop the character we need? I remember there is this woman. We went for this marriage seminar some times ago, and they invited this woman, and she started telling us her own story, that she waited and waited and waited to become married. However, I think she was even a virgin. She was serving God, and she was wondering, God, why am I going through this delay? Why is this happening in my life? Why am I going through this delay? And later, she realized that it was because of the character she did not have. She was a Christian, but there were some things missing in her life. And when God opened her eyes, she now became intentional about developing those character. And before she knew it, she was married. I think she was maybe almost 45 or something. Advanced in age before she got married, until she developed those character. See, go and look at all the rich people in the world. Just go and check. If you see any one of them, you will see they have some good character. I'm not saying they are born again, but I'm telling you, most of them have the character, the empathy, the art it takes for you to control such level of wealth. Many of us, we only have small money, and then we become proud. God does not release blessings to people like that. If it takes God to look for an unbeliever to put wealth in his hands to be a blessing to the church, God will do it if he can't find a church member. Remember in the Bible, Cyrus, he wasn't a Christian king, wasn't a Jewish king or ruler. He was a pagan ruler, and God was giving prophecies about him that I have held his hand. I will do this, I will do that through him. If you and I don't make ourselves available, the blessing of God may not come on time. Sometimes the delays we are going through may not be a delay in quotes. It could just be a waiting period. I would recommend again, please listen to that episode on waiting or wasting, and then it will explain everything. So, you will be given the option to forget your gifts and your dreams. You will be given that option. Joseph had all the options in the world to lose his character, to lose his dreams and visions, but he did not. When we are going through that, may we not lose our dreams and visions in Jesus' name. Then number 5, When Jesus was crucified is another example of blessing in disguise. Jesus had 33 and a half years to change his mind. Can you imagine? You came to die for people. You could have died at 12. You could have died when you came to this world. Do you know, it's still the same Jesus. Why should you go through the torture of death? You know you will die. You know you came to die. That song said, he came to die. You know you came to die. You could have just died the same day. Or after 12 years, it would have still been good. You could at least, you would have known the difference between right and left. You could have died at that time. But why did God make him go through 33 and a half years? When you could have done it from day one? If he didn't have the capacity to change his mind, Satan wouldn't have tempted him to do so. So, it's a blessing in disguise. Imagine all the things that Jesus had to teach us for 33 and a half years. If we didn't have all the story, if we didn't have all the testimonies, how would we be Christians today? We will all be confused Christians. We just know somebody died and we'll be wondering what he died for. We exemplified heaven. We know what heaven is going to be like. We know what the kingdom of God is going to be like. Because he waited 33 and a half years. It's a blessing in disguise. It's not even a torture. It was for our blessing. Number 6. When the brook dried up for Elijah. Elijah was the one who prophesied famine. And yet God was feeding him, sending ravens to feed him. And then the rivers dried and ravens disappeared. But why did it happen? For God to show that, see, I can feed you through anything. He fed him through gods. He fed him through people, widows. In those days, widows were poor. Naturally, widows were poor. And then he began to feed him through a widow. He said, I have commanded that widow to feed you. What brook has dried up in your life? What water that used to flow has dried up? God will let those things dry up. Because he doesn't want you to focus on the blessing. He wants to focus on the blesser, the one who brings the blessings. Brooks will dry, helps will fade. People used to help you, we decide one day they are not going to help you again. It's not a curse, it's the truth. But God will not stop helping you. If you make God your help, help will not cease. So when somebody says, I'm not going to help you again, somebody says, you know what, you are not working with me again. Somebody says, you know what, I'm not sending you money again. Somebody says, I don't want to be your friend again. It's a blessing in disguise. When the brook dries, many other brooks will spring up. Widows will rise up to feed you. And they will also be blessed through your life. What brook has dried up in your life? Look at it today. Just look at that situation and say, it's a blessing in disguise because I know God will open more doors. Every time a door closes in my life, I'm always happy because I know God is about to open higher doors, better doors. One thing I've realized with God is that in my life today, nobody can say, if not for me, Femi wouldn't be where he is today. There is no one on earth except Jesus himself. Of course, Jesus used many people, and when it's time for their face to pass, God will just feed them away. And thank God he has given me the wisdom to know that, okay, this time he's not using this person again. He wants to use something else. Maybe it's your job that you are so happy about, and that job just fades away. You better rejoice, because maybe it's time for you to start your own business. Or maybe your business, the line that used to bring money, just stopped bringing money. You better look up to God. Maybe it's about to open 7 more doors. When the brook Kidron dries, when those rivers dry, those pool of water, they are not even the best in the first place. When they dry up, you better look to God for floods that are coming. Floods of blessing. Rivers of blessing. Windows of heaven that are opening up. Don't be distracted by these small rivers, because God will open new ones. They are blessings in disguise. Number 7. When Lazarus died, Jesus said, Jesus waited for Lazarus to die. Why did he wait? He said, because his death is for the glory of God, for God to be praised. What is it that has died in your life? What is it that seems to have ended in your life? Maybe it's just for the glory of God. Maybe God wants to multiply it for his glory. Don't be so attached to the blessing that you forget the one bringing the blessing. That is exactly what God does not want. What if your phone was stolen? Car broke down? No clients coming, even when you have done all you need to know. Guess what? it's going to be for the glory of God. The only thing is, you need to know the difference between when God is at work and when the devil is directly at work. Sometimes, the devil is also directly at work because he doesn't know he's working for God in your life. So, whatever the case, it is still going to be for the glory of God. If you are going to be conscious of the blessing and focus on the one who brings the blessings. Number 8. When the Midianites besieged Israel, that means they closed up Israel in such a way that they couldn't go out, they couldn't do anything. They wanted to destroy them. And Gideon was hiding from them. Gideon was so angry. He was wondering, he was confused. This same God that brought us from all the way from Egypt to this land, why is it that it seems he has departed from us? But do you know what? Everything was collapsing around Gideon. I believe and I assume because God wanted to show his glory through the life of Gideon. Is everything going down in your nation, in your family, in your business, around you, in your vicinity? It could be because your destiny is about to come alive. When does light shine brightest? In darkness. Sometimes the famine around you may just be for you to become financially prosperous. The first time I touched what they call real prosperity, I'm not saying I'm there, but when I touched blessings, was when it was very hard in Nigeria. That was the beginning of the rise of dollar. And it's like God looked around me and he's like, okay, no other thing to use. Okay, now let's start sending dollar to him. That's exactly what God did. Because dollar was going up and then God started sending me dollars. See, if everything seems not to be working around you, maybe it's because God wants to make your light shine brighter. Because when darkness dawns, then light shines brighter. In the day when you own the light, nobody really honors the light. But in darkness, everybody wants the light. If you are in the wilderness, in darkness, and you just put on the light, if there are other people lost in the wilderness, they will find you. I believe it's a prophecy for somebody. You have been lost. Nobody seems to find you. As your light begins to shine now, people will begin to find you in that corner where you are, in the name of Jesus. And that prophecy is also for me. The Bible says, arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. He said, gross darkness shall fill the earth, darkness the people. He said, but the Lord's light will arise upon you. He said, they will come for you from far and near. They will have to take flight. They will have to come from everywhere just for you. You don't worry about how it's going to happen, but God says it's going to happen. When there is so much darkness, you better rejoice because you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill that cannot. The Bible said it. Jesus said it. You are the light of the world. It's not Paul that wrote it through Jesus. No. Jesus said it directly that you are the light. You, even you listening to me now, you are the light of the world. You are the city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. He didn't say may not be hidden. Cannot. The only person that can light it is you. Because he went over to say, let your light shine. It's only if I refuse to shine. It's only if you refuse to shine. Shine that light. Because the famine around you is because God wants to make his glory shine around your life. And as we wrap up, remember Abraham's delay in childbirth. If you were Abraham, which would you prefer? To have children and die like the generations before you, or to wait maybe 25 years, 75 years before you have children, and then still become the father of faith, and your name is even recognized in heaven? Which would you prefer? I'm sure most of us will prefer the second one. The waiting period will now no more make any sense if we can have this kind of result Abraham had. And guess what? We are all sons of promise. Whatever you are going through now, look at it from the perspective of God and let it bring forth the glory of God. The earlier we did that, the better. And lastly, this is the part where we have work to do. Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years until all the wrong people died. Did you know that? It was only Joshua and Caleb that survived it. Every other person in that generation, that murmured, that didn't believe, that were unbelievers, they died within the 40 years. No matter what their age was, God took them off. He removed them within 40 years. See, the reason many of us are being delayed is because we have not developed character we are walking in unbelief or we are walking in ignorance of what God says. See, the delays in your life and in my life could be because of the unnecessary weight that we are carrying, the weight of wrong character, like I explained before. It could just be God is waiting for you to develop that character. Some of us, for us to listen. Some of us, for us to pray. Some of us, for us to be more patient, to be humble, to listen, to wait, to seek counsel. And then to learn whichever way we have to read books, to listen to messages, to go in fasting, prayer, for God to be able to do what He wants to do in our lives. And remember, this is not just for people who want to become pastors. In business, in career, what God will want to do through you, you and I need to develop such capacity to walk in it. Remember, that scripture that says, enlarge your coast, learning your cords, strengthening your stakes, meaning develop capacity to be able to withstand when challenges come. What are the challenges in your life right now that are just blessings in disguise, waiting for you and I to do what is required to get to the next level? Let's think about it tonight. Let's meditate on these things and say, God, which is my path? Which one is waiting? Which one is wasting? Which one is it that I'm doing that requires my character to be built up? For me to do what is right, maybe to go back to school, or maybe to enroll in some courses, to become the person I should be, to read some books that I don't like reading, to forget those movies and spend more time in developing myself. Because you know what? God will only use a vessel that is ready. Because when time comes, if you don't have extra oil as a virgin, in quotes, then the oil will go off. The lamp will go off, and God doesn't want that to happen. So, let's rise up today and be ready to examine every situation we may be at and say, God, what should I do? What is my responsibility in this? And I pray as we do this that God will empower all of us to be able to shine as light in darkness for the glory of the Lord to come in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's thank God for His word tonight, for sending us the truth of His word. Father, we thank You for visiting us yet again today. Be magnified, O God, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray that the blessing we have received will find expression in every area of our lives, in the name of Jesus. Every delay, everything caused by our own inactions or ignorance, Lord, they are wiped out as we begin to take responsibilities. And Lord, we'll be more conscious of Your blessings than of the things we don't have, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. See you next week, and remain ever blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen. The good success.com.